Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. God's word for our consideration this morning. God's word to nourish us, to strengthen us, to guide us on our path of life is from the epistle lesson. As Paul wrote to the Corinthian church, and this Corinthian church had a lot of trouble with that. They didn't know about the gifts of the Spirit and how they were going to be led. They were confused about baptism and confused about what God wanted in their life. And so Paul writes this letter. And he writes it to us, too. He begins by saying, you know, the cross is folly to the world. They don't understand it. How can they? They have no inkling what Christ was doing. And so, in the 26th verse, toward the end of our lesson, he says, consider your calling, brothers. Not many of you were wise according to worldly standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God. And because of him, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, righteousness and sanctification and redemption, so that as it is written, let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord. So far, God's word for our consideration this morning. Now, you know, as I look out at you, I've seen you for quite a few years. You're different. Boy, that's a statement, isn't it? We're all different. We dress differently. We act differently. We think differently. We have different opinions about different things going on in the world. If we were the same, what would the world be like? Yeah. But we're different. Actually, we're the same. You and I are the same. We're the same because we're sinners. We're the same because we have turned away from God. In our dire needs, when we needed him most, we turned away from him. We turned away from him in sin. We have turned away from him in pride, jealousy. We've turned away from him when we needed him the most. And yet this God comes to us and he says, you know, not many of you are wise. And when I think about that statement, I think about Solomon. When he prayed for wisdom, he didn't pray for gifts of money or talents or anything else, but he prayed for wisdom. And yet, Paul is saying, you know, there's not many of you who are wise and noble. And all of those things that lift people up. But, and here's the kicker toward the end of our text, that portion. But because you're in Christ Jesus, you are wise now. You have that wisdom. But then he warns us, he says, don't pat yourself on the back and boast as worldly people do, as they accept the Oscars, the Globe, and all of those other fancy-dancy statues that are so held up by the world. You've got something better. You've got Christ Jesus. So let him who boasts, boast in the Lord, boast that you are his servant. And that's what's interesting for today, brothers and sisters in Christ. You see, God works through us. You and I, who struggle in life. You and I, who have the problems and the temptations and the doubts. You know, if we said we never doubted God, we'd be a liar. And as our service says, we would deceive ourselves. We have sinned. We have turned away from God. And still God comes to us. Whether it's in our occupation, or whether it's the gifts that He gives to us, whether it's to speak to others about Jesus, He comes to us. And He takes us who are earthen vessels. Earthen vessels that can fall apart when you drop them on the floor. Earthen vessels that seem to be just ugly. And He paints His grace around that earthen vessel. He takes us and He paints us with His grace, with His love, with His joy, with His peace, with Christ Jesus. And even though we look terrible to the world, we're not terrible. We're beautiful. We're lovely. Because God created us. God created the heart, the lungs, all of those things that are packed neatly in our body. He created that. And then He created us with a mouth to speak, ears to hear, eyes to see. Oh boy, we sure treasure those types of things, especially when they're taken away from you. God has given us all things. And it's a miracle. It's a miracle how He works. It's a miracle that He works in His Word and through that Word. And He uses men to write that Word. The holy apostles, the prophets of old who wrote God's Word. But God comes into our lives and He takes those weak earthen vessels. He molds them into His servants to work for Him, to serve each other, to bring God's Word to people outside our walls, and to help one another. You know, it's really something how precious and valuable we are when you really think about it. Peter even says that we were saved not through gold or silver, but through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. That's how we're saved. That's how we are going to live in heaven with Christ and all of those who went before us, who died before us in the faith. That's a miracle. That's a miracle of God, that He takes us and He uses us. There are some here that have got the gift of farming. I wouldn't know how to farm. And as an example how I don't know how to farm, Karen, a number of years ago, we made this garden in International Falls. And Karen says, you got to finish up the garden. She took our kids and went off to see Grandma Newman and in Wheaton. And so she was gone. She says, finish up the garden for me. I says, yep, I will do that. I took a package of seeds. And they were zucchini. There we go. Thank you, dear. Words escape me, from time to time. Zucchini. And I was supposed to, one zucchini. in the hole. You know what I did?
Not close.
But I dumped at least five, if not six or seven seeds in that hole, because I said, one little seed in that hole? No, that's not going to do it. See, Karen used to garden, and she'd say, you got to take up the carrots and the potatoes when the snow is flying. You know? God gives us gifts, special gifts. He gave me the gift of mercy. Not all pastors can go to make shut-in visits and visits in the hospital. But God gave me that gift. And you see, he takes you and gives you special gifts. Gifts that he's going to use so that you can tell others about Jesus. Because you're precious. You're valuable. You are the children of God. That's terminology that John uses in the third chapter of his first epistle when he says that we are the children of God. And that's a special title. Children of God, it's special. Because it's given to us by God himself. And he uses, I want you to think about this, he uses us in our weaknesses. For we are weak, but he uses us. Haven't you got a chance to read Romans chapter 7, it'll tell you about who you are, that you are a sinful creature and everything, but thanks be to God, who is Jesus. And the 8th chapter, it's very, very good reading. And then, you know, when you're reading the Bible, turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and chapter 10. Chapter 5 tells you that you're going to live with Christ. Chapter 10 of 2 Corinthians is about the thorn in the flesh. And Paul says, I entreated the Lord 3 times, and he didn't take the thorn from me because he said, my grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. That's God's power in you. You as a child of God, you are his child. You are his child, redeemed in the blood of Jesus Christ, given hope, given the gifts to use for his glory, not your glory, so that you will boast in the Lord, that you will thank God that he has used you to bring another child of God into this sanctuary. Because, you know, 70 to 90% of people come because of you. That's amazing, isn't it? And I want you to think about how children of God are led to church. It's by the cross of Christ. There was a story that I read about a young boy, and he left home, and it was dark. He got lost. And of course, he went up to a policeman that he could go up to, and he said, I've lost. I don't know which way to go home. So the policeman started asking him questions. Well, what's your address? I don't know. What's your phone number? I don't know. I don't know how to get home. And he was just shaking, and he was feeling miserable. And he looked up and he saw the cross, and he said, but I can see that cross from my house. And the policeman took him home. By the way of the cross. Your way to heaven is by the cross. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father but through me. The direction is through Christ and faith in him. And he uses you so that you will be that beacon, that you will be that person that brings someone else to Christ through his power, through his strength, through his grace and his love. In Christ's holy name, amen. Amen.